Okay, so we said that tumi, and which is garlic, and karsi, which is leeks, right, that they're meant to be eaten raw, and if you cook them, it would be a shahakol, raw would be an adama. So he says in hey, kasva achronim, the davka b'shumim rakim, right, the soft garlic. Does derech bnei adam lachal chayim, people eat that raw. Al shumin shehizkinu, but if it's a little more aged, shehem charifim me'ov, v'enroi lachal chayim, low pass, right? But when it gets a little older and it's a little bitter to eat, right, raw, without like mixing with bread or something. So yimalchum v'rosh shahakol. So again, you see it's a very practical approach. Has to be the normal derech of eating it. Mechem v'betzolim, dina hachi, same rule with onions. Yimalchum rakim. If you're eating them when they're soft, so people eat onions, b'yir pri adama. His kinu, if they get a little older, so then it's shahakol, because it's not so tasty. Right, even if they're soft, you don't make a pass. Only if you eat them without bread. So if the minig is not to eat raw onions, plain, right, only to put it on your bagel. Same with raw garlic. So then the bracha would be a shahakol. I mean, if you ate a piece of onion today, you would make a shahakol. If you ate an onion ring that wasn't, you know, a bread item, but it was actually, you know, like fried onions, right? You'd make a b'yir pri adama. But a raw onion, it's not the derech to eat a raw onion by itself. So you make a shahakol.
Sorry, you said if you fried up onions, you make it gets adama?
Yeah, that would be adama. Because that, first of all, that's an elevated taste. Maybe that's one of their better tastes, and everyone eats it, you know, fried onions. And then he says, "V'chem etzav nishmas adam levar shahakol on stam onions today." V'ayin sham o b'shari tshuva shakasav dibemuvu sholin ben shum b'tzolim rakim uben shizkinu yol men levar chal shahakol v'afil b'shul nibasar. And he says that when it comes to cooked onions, people don't eat them either by themselves, right? You never serve a dish of here have a, you know, your side dish of chicken and cooked onions, right? It's always part of something else, and therefore, it would only be a shahakol. But fried onions, right, which are eaten, and people would eat them plain, right, because their taste, right, that would be an adama. Okay, vav, the mechashve, and then we said, right, we said that these things, garlic and leeks, so when you cook them, they get worse. And even if you cook them with meat, it's not because of, you know, the meat is what gives them the flavor, not they're inherently being cooked. So he says in Vav, the machashve nishtan l'griusa, umashme achronim dahu adin bebitzolim mevushalim, cooked onions, b'chein b'yerek shikarin zerzich, umashkarin tron. Right, I don't have my translation book here. You cook the onions in water. Meaning, if you go ahead and you cook it very, you know, long, and the onions become softer and sweeter over time. Right, and even that may not be the most popular way to eat onions. People may still eat them, you know, chopped up in a salad, right? But if you gave a person an option, forgetting health issues, but if you gave a person an option of having a plate of fried onions, you know, that's always a very popular dish, and therefore it becomes a b'yir pri adama, right? They become better by cooking them a long time. And if you cook them with meat and they taste better, it's not because they themselves taste better, right? It's the meat. So I'm be'achronim shekosu d'imayu mevashal yirakasim basar. That if you cook vegetables with meat, o shetignon b'shumar, you fry them. Shekavanos v'ade lechol gam yirakas batzman. You want to eat the vegetables also. V'ade tzarech l'varachlim b'ir pri hawadama. Afilim teva osan yirakal yishtanos agriusa k'shmevashal lo basar. Even if they get worse, right? If you cook them without meat, but if you cook them with meat, they become very flavorful, and you plan on eating them by themselves. So that's an adama. It's a good product. B'shani hachig lo yitnu shum b'socha k'der b'shvil atzmon. Right? If you only put the onions or garlic in because you want to flavor the meat, well, then those things don't get their own bayir pri adama. They're just there as a flavoring device. But if you're there because you want to serve onions and garlic on the side, so then if the meat flavors them, then great. Right? Just that if you're cooking it to flavor the meat, so they will get some meat flavor. And if you go ahead and you fry onions in oil or butter, right, you make a bayir pri adama, right? Right, they taste definitely tastes good with being fried. Right, and they are the ikar, and okay. Right? So anytime you take a food and you fry it and it tastes good, even though in its cooked form it may not be an adama, or in any other form it may not be an adama, but, you know, if you make it in a way that it becomes tasty, so it becomes an adama. Okay, let's see this
barrel. So if a person has meat.
Yeah.
And like a ton of onions.
Yeah.
Okay. So I mean, they want the onions to be sort of like a side dish to the meat.
Yeah, so that we said, that's going to be, if the onions are now tasty because they got the meat flavor, that would be, as a separate side dish, it would be a bayir pri adama.
So let's say you serve it together with the meat. So when people are taking the meat, they take onions.
No, if it's a separate side dish, like it goes a separate portion on your plate, but if it's just, you know, sort of like a gravy on top of the meat, it would be buttle to the meat, or tuffle to the meat, as a gravy.
So they might say like Chinese food where there's like, you know, a little bit of meat and a ton of vegetables. So what over there, you have to make a separate bracha on the vegetables?
We're going to see. We haven't gotten, when we get to a few simonim from now, we'll see more about the ikar and tuffle. But if you eat each piece separately, meaning when we have the ikar and tuffle, it's because things are a mixture of cholent. You take a spoonful of cholent, more likely than not, you're going to have some beans, some potatoes, some barley. You know, you'll have everything on your spoon. When you have the Chinese stuff, usually a person will take a forkful of the meat, then they'll take a forkful of the vegetable. It's usually the pieces are big enough that they don't end up getting eaten in one spoonful.
So she has separate brachas, you're saying?
So then that would probably be separate brachas. But only, again, it has to be that, the same would be true if you have a cholent, right? So we keep on saying a cholent to mizonos because of the barley. But let's say you got these big chunks of meat and you just pull them out by a fork, right? And they're eaten by themselves. So that would take a separate shahakal. We'll see later on, you're not supposed to go ahead and pick out the piece of barley and then pick out a potato and pick out a bean, right? Well, same bracha, but, right? You're not supposed to do that. But if you happen to have big pieces that you're not going to have anything else on your fork or spoon other than a big piece of meat or a big potato, then that would get a separate bracha. Okay, so the Be'er Halacha says, K'shehem chayim mevar shahakol, right? So there's garlic and so he says, Ayim mishabur le'inyan kreit mechumetz, we said sauerkraut. L'charim oichel ha'kelach shal kreit mevarach bar pi adama. Afilu b'en mechumetz, if you're going to eat the stalk of the cabbage, you would make an adama. Sharei tov l'maychel v'ochlein chayim b'chiyuson. I guess people would eat the stalk, and no one knows that today, but people will eat the stalk of the cabbage. The stalk is not considered the ikar part of the cabbage. Right? The stalk is... The stalk is really for our purposes, and people would throw it away. And therefore, he says, most people just take the stalk of the cabbage and either throw it away or give it to the animals. So the chiddush that the stalk may take a bayir pri adama, that most likely is not true. Okay, let's go to Bayes. Okay, so he says in Bays. Al hamayim shebishlu b'hem yirakos mevarach habracha atzma shemevarach al yirakos atzman. Right. So if you cook, let's use a simple case. You cook carrots, and you have the liquid from the carrots that are now in the water. So on that liquid, even if there's no carrots in that liquid anymore, you're going to make a borei pri ha'adama. Even though all they have is taste, you don't have any carrots left. And he says, "V'hani mili kishabishlam blabas." That's assuming there's nothing else but the carrots in the soup. I will bishlam in basr mevarachav shahakol, because now the flavor in the soup is not carrot flavor; it's a combination of carrot and meat flavor, and therefore we don't consider the flavor of the soup to be a bayir pri adam anymore. Okay. We'll do part of this now. So ches alamayim shabishlu v'im shari yirakos b'mayim. If you soaked, right, vegetables in water, so you didn't cook it, you just had it sit overnight. So kos beis yov kisim reish beis dino kimavushal, right? So we have the rule of kovish kimavushal. If it sits in a pot of water for 24 hours, it's like you cooked it in that pot. Could the kaimelon ba'alma the kovish kimavushal mikol malkum berotav shel ugarkas, right? And ugarkas are pickles. Right, so if you have pickle juice, shakvishu rak bishvil ha'ugarkas, right, you're doing it to pickle the pickles, levash yachmitzu, you're not doing it, vein kavanas bishvil me'akvish ha'klal, you're not trying to create pickle juice, you're just trying to create pickles, so then mevarach ha'rotiv shakol. So we're going to see a few different rules here, is that first of all, in order for this rule of the carrot soup to have a din of bayir pri adam like the carrots, you need to make sure that that you want the carrots and you want the soup, as opposed to the pickles where you just really want the pickles. You don't want the pickle juice, right? And then he says, "V'malkum sheminig rov anshe ha'ir litbo bo pas b'mei ha'ugurkas tzarech v'arach bayir pri adam af kishishos ha'mashkin levad." But if people want the pickle juice, they use it to dip their challah in, they use it as a, because they want the liquid also, so, and not just keep the pickles pickled, right? So then it would be an adama. Od kaz sham eli rabba, duhudin birotev shal compost, medina senu koron so kreut, right, which is, again, cabbage. Pickled cabbage. And shemivar shahakol. Right, some people actually eat the liquid, so then it would be different. Assuming you eat the liquid raw, if you cook them with cabbage, you just wanted to have the cabbage soup part, right, then you would go ahead, right, and make a bayir pri adama. Right, because there you specifically want the cabbage juice. Barotev shel barakas, right? So barakas we said were beets, right? Chamutz and shikar and russell, right?
What did you do with this sauerkraut?
It sounds like you were cooking the cabbage to get the liquid out of it, not because you wanted to pickle the cabbage. The same like we saw by the pickles.
Okay, so kreut means cabbage, doesn't mean already the sauerkraut of it?
I don't think so. No, kreut is cabbage.
Oh, okay.
Now, the beet juice, chamut and shikar and russell, afim bishlon levadon, mashmet tash and varach barpi adamak, even shenich pashu vahen habarekas. The kavanas akvishu gam ken bishvilan, right? It's also for the liquid. The derech lafas ba'apas. V'chem etzad ha'chayodim. We call malkum b'shoso son chayim. Estavar dem evarach lein shahakol. If you eat them, if it soaks in them, and they weren't really there for a long time, you make shahakol from derov ha'chalos on ite bishol, right? Because usually the juice comes from the bishol, from cooking them, and not from just having them soak a little bit in water. Umashka barsha assuming a subin, right? So barsh, which is beet juice with mixed with bran, the kamach, some flour, mevarchlin shahakol, bench osa shosin osa chayin omiv ushalin. So that is a shahakol, right, on borscht. And the reason is, right, even though you mix it, it's got beet juice in there, but you've mixed it with bran and you've mixed it with flour, right? Once you put other stuff in there, other flavorings, it's no longer considered the, we call it the fruit juice or the vegetable juice, right? It's now it's a vegetable juice that's got all sorts of other flavoring. Okay, now he says, test bohem yirakos, right? So if you cook vegetables, rotzlom eshirotzligmo amayim levay, just want to drink the juice. Dilim ochlim hayarek ein shayach shum bracha lamayim. Because if you're going to eat the vegetables, or it's, let's say it's a carrot soup, and you eat the carrots, and then you just have the soup, a little bit of soup left over, that's all tuffle to the carrot. So here we're just talking about that all you're getting is a carrot soup without any real carrots in there. So we said you make the bracha, yud, bedavka kishashalkon kidei lechol gamas hayirakos, assuming you cooked it, to also eat the yirakos, the ilu bishal yirakos, o shiron letzarech meimeim levad lishtos oson. Because if you cooked, okay, hold on, I gotta reach. Can you hear me? By the way, because my phone just fell down. So if you can hear me, I won't try to retrieve it now. You hear me? Okay, so let me go retrieve it. Okay, we're back. So he says, if you go ahead, right, and if you're cooking the carrots, right, just to drink the juice, and you're going to throw away the carrots, aim of archalenel shahakol, then it becomes a shahakol, right? You need both conditions. You're cooking the carrots for the carrots, and you're cooking for the juice. V'lachein ha-mashka sh'osim b'pesach mitapuch m'chokei ha-gavna, aim of archalenel shahakol. I guess they would cook the apples, but they would probably throw them away. The same is true with tomato soup. Tomato soup is made, right, where you don't keep the tomatoes. You get the flavor of the tomatoes, but then they would throw the tomatoes away. That would be a shahakol. Right, I guess same as with tea and coffee. Now, again, that's sort of like a mixture. That may require a separate understanding, because that's like melted coffee bean into your coffee. But okay, we'll stop here. We'll finish this page and tomorrow's page tomorrow. So 10 o'clock tomorrow night, live from Richmond, Virginia.
Okay.
We'll see you all. We'll see you tomorrow. Okay. Have a good night.
Bye. How long are you going to be there for?
We'll be back on Sunday.
So you're there staying there for Shabbos?
No, we're going back to... We have Shabbat brachas on Shabbos in Lakewood.
How far is it from Lakewood?
I don't know, 4.5 hours? 5 hours?
Okay. Oh, so who's wedding was that?
My niece. This was the one with Rabbi Foyer. It was the Chassin Zay Foyer.
Exactly who?
It's my wife's sister, youngest sister's oldest daughter.
Okay. And so he lives in Muncie now, doesn't he?
No, he now lives in Lakewood.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, he's in the enclave.
Like 20 years ago he was sick, wasn't he, or something like that?
Well, he's had some issues, but he's really physically not well. I mean, he's in a wheelchair. 78.
90s?
No, 78.
Oh,
he's not old at all.
Oh, I thought he was he wrote that whole art scroll book.
Oh, he wrote the art scroll in Shemona Esrei. He's wrote a tzedakah book. He's a brilliant person. Very big Talmud Chacham.
No, he wrote something. It was like a did he do the one on Psalms or something he wrote?
Yeah. He did. He did the Tehillim one also.
Something that was huge.
Yeah, no, very, very knowledgeable. So.
Okay.
Have a good night.
Okay. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yep. Bye.
See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.